Jeff Garcia, and this is Locked On Spurs. Hey, welcome back to Locked On Spurs on the Locked On Podcast Network. Your San Antonio Spurs will be back in action tonight as they hit the road to take on the Atlanta Hawks. It'll be their first meeting of the regular season, so we'll see how it shakes out between San Antonio, the Hawks, Trae Young, and his hot play of late, and so much more. But before we dive into tonight's game, we're going to be talking about whether the Spurs have turned the corner or not. Yes, this has been a running topic throughout the season, but it rears its head again because the Spurs have rattled off three games in a row. Is that a sign that the Spurs are better? Is that a sign the Spurs have righted the ship? We're going to talk about that first up. So to do that and more, I'm joined by my friend, my colleague, Joe Garcia of Two Shots Podcast. Joe, welcome back to Locked On Spurs. It's been a while, man.
Yeah, it's been a little bit, but, you know, always glad to be back on the show. And of course, talking Spurs with you, Jeff, is great.
Hey, so I heard through the grapevine that you were a super fan at a recent Spurs game and you got to experience what it's like to be a San Antonio Spur, like literally be on the court.
Yeah, the Spurs hooked it up for the game on Monday against the Nuggets. So they invited me and my buddy to be the Spurs super fans of the night. So we got the full VIP treatment, you know, we were nice. On the court. Yeah, we got to be in the starting lineup as far as, you know, they introduced the starting lineup and then we'd give the players a high five and we got to see them practice really close. I mean, they were like literally feet with, you know, from us. So it was nice experience. And just want to say thank you to, you know, Danny Farias and the Spurs organization for that. It was much appreciated.
All right. Well, you know, I guess we're now with fan royalty now with you on the show, Joe. But but hey, you know what? You're at the game, obviously, and you saw a win, a very hard-fought win, but nevertheless a win. And the Spurs went 3-0 in their recent home stand before hitting the road again tonight in Atlanta. We'll talk about that later. Joe, their defense has improved. Their plus-minus has improved. The play of Derek White has been stellar. LaMarcus Aldridge has still been a rock. So I guess it's safe to say the Spurs have turned the corner, right?
I don't know. I wouldn't say maybe they've turned the corner just quite yet, like some other people were saying earlier in the year, because, you know, we've seen what happened to them during the Rodeo road trip. And yes, the Spurs looked really good in this three-game homestand that they've had here at the AT&T Center. This home cooking did them some good, but they've just been atrocious on the road as far as their play and their defense. It's like the tale of two teams. You never know which team is going to show up. You know, when they play at home, they play great defense. Everything's moving. It's fluid. You know, they're active. Then they get away from the AT&T Center, hit the road, and they just look horrible. So have they turned the corner? I would pump the brakes on that one, Jeff.
Well, I'm going to say they have, and here's why. I get it. They just coming off a horrific road trip, 1-7, the worst in the franchise history since this extended road trip came into existence. They were horrible offensively. They were horribly playing horrific, you know, on the defensive end. Losses to the Knicks, losses to the Nets, barely eking out a win versus the Grizzlies. And then they come home to San Antonio. And they rattle off three in a row. And I say they turned the corner simply because I think it's more of a wake-up call. I think the Rodeo road trip was a wake-up call for them. This is a team that desperately needed a win coming back home. And they got that versus the Pistons. Okay? Now, they put together a few good defensive games. And it started not in San Antonio, where obviously they play exceedingly well. It started on the last loss on the Rodeo road trip versus the Nets, holding the high-powered, offensively-minded Nets to 101 points. Now you fast forward to today. Right now they're averaging about 108 points per game. They have a plus-minus of 9. They're shooting the ball well, Joe, 41% from the three-point line, 50% from the field. Joe, they're even averaging 22 assists. That's been a spike. And they're averaging 6.3 of steals and 6.7 blocks in the last three games. I have to say it, Joe. I think the Spurs may have gotten their act together. But do you worry about the fact that this was done at home as opposed to the road?
Yeah, I'm worried it's done here at home versus done on the road. Look, I'm going to be honest with everybody right now because I know people are going to probably get upset because I'm spitting out truths. Until this team can put together, let's say, a 3-4 game winning streak on the road, then we can say they've turned the corner. And what I mean by that is if they can put a 3-4 game winning streak on the road playing a complete game, meaning that they're competing, they're able to get back on it on the defensive end. And, of course, you know, the offense hasn't really been too much of an issue. It's more how are they playing defensively as a team? How are they communicating out there? Now, if they can do that on the road against, you know, I'm not saying they have to beat the elite, but if they can put together a 3-4 game winning streak right now on the road, then I'll say they turned the corner. That's why I say let's pump the brakes because, like, again, they look good here at home, but when they get on the road, it's a different team. Let's just hope that they're moving in the right direction.
Well, look, I get it. The Spurs, they have one of the better records in the NBA at the AT&T Center, home cooking. You know, it's very favorable to San Antonio on the road. I don't need to say the record. I think Spurs fans know exactly what that bad record is. Now, the Spurs have only won two games straight on the road this season. Nothing really, you know, gloat about. However, Joe, I think what we saw in the last three games, and yes, it was in the AT&T Center, should carry over onto the road. Derek White, he's healthy. He's playing better now. He's pretty much been the perimeter rock for San Antonio, and the Spurs and the Popovich, they've been applauding him. You also seen a different shift. You saw Rudy Gay now coming off the bench, and I think that's exactly something that the Spurs could benefit moving forward. And here's this. We know they went ahead and agreed to buy out Pau Gasol, giving Jakob Poeltl more minutes, and has been paying off. I think what we're seeing here now, Joe, is a tightening of the roster. Players, at least at this moment, healthy, albeit, yes, there is some questionable status for Jakob Poeltl for the Hawks game. We'll talk about that later. But nevertheless, I think this team is finally going to start getting on the right page. So when I say turning the corner, yeah, okay, I'll say that. But I think maybe it should be colored as, well, maybe they've taken a step in the right direction. Would you agree with that, Joe?
I think they've taken a step in the right direction as far as what they've shown everyone playing here at home in this three-game homestand. The only thing that I have, the only question mark to me, once again, is can they continue to do this on the road? You know, and if they can, I'll be on jumping on board with everybody saying they've turned the corner. Right now, all I'm saying is let's pump the brakes and see how they perform on the road.
Well, look, as I kind of alluded to it earlier, defensively, the Spurs have been stellar in the last three games. As of right now, the Spurs are holding teams to 99 points per game. I think that is just outstanding considering today's NBA. If you're not scoring at least – if you're not holding teams to at least 110 or less – then, you know, you're doing something wrong. It's so weird. We were used to the good old days of the Spurs when they were doing their dynasty run, holding teams between 90 and 99 points per game. Nowadays, if you hold teams between 100, 110, you're playing great defense. But they're doing 99.3 points per game, allowing opposing teams to score. Joe, they even tightened up their three-point defense in the last three games. That's been a big concern of mine. I know I talked to you about it. They're holding teams to 36% shooting from beyond the arc and also 41% from the field. Joe, do those defensive numbers give you any type of hope that, again, at least on the defensive end, things are starting to go right?
They do. But again, let's just see how they perform on the road. And another thing that I noticed, and this is just an observation, in this last game against the Nuggets, for example, how come LaMarcus didn't get any touches? You know, I think there was like a 2-minute span there where you have one of your best players that was in rhythm, doing a great job, and he didn't even touch the ball, not even once, in crunch time. You know, to me, that just points to bad decision-making by the coaches. And I'm not putting the blame on Coach Pop and saying he's a bad coach. I'm just saying it's more than just Coach Pop out there making these decisions. You know, I think the coaching staff as a collective needed to make a better decision in that regards And moving forward, if you have a player who's hot and they're doing great, especially during crunch time, you need to continue to feed that player and get as much production out of him until he cools off. You know, to me, I think that's one of the reasons why some teams are able to get back into games, especially in the late in the fourth quarter when the Spurs are up by 12 or 20 points, because it comes down to bad decision making, especially on the offensive end. And that's one of the gripes that I have with this team. And yes, they're playing great on defense, but they still seem at times to be their own worst enemy, especially in crunch time. You have a lead in hand. You want to sustain it. Keep going to the guy who's going to get you the win. Don't go away from him, you know? That, to me, that's just a big question mark as to why that continues to happen.
Well, look, at this point of the season, and considering the fact that the Spurs are, you know, clinging on to one of the lower positions in the West playoff race, I'm grasping at anything. And, you know, when I dive deeper and I see what the Spurs have been doing in the last three, that gives me some hope that this is a sign of the right direction and maybe they have turned the corner. You look at the little things that they've been doing, the points off turnover. The Spurs are averaging close to 14 points off opponents' turnovers in the last three, but they're also doing it defensively. They're also holding opponents' points per turnovers for the Spurs to 11. So they're getting back on defense. That's what tells me that. And also, too, you're looking at second chance points. They're taking advantage of that. They averaged in the last three 12 second chance points, but they're holding opponents to barely 9 second chance points. Joe, as much as I get it and I understand where you're coming from, you know, the road record is something that really needs to be fixed, because let's face it, they're going to start if they make the postseason, they will start on the road. There's no doubt about that. But, Joe, if this is a sign that they're turning the corner, then you know what? Watch out, upper teams in the West playoff positioning who have to face the Spurs in the opening round. Because if this is the step in the right direction, San Antonio could be that team that no Thunder, no Rockets, no Nuggets, no Warriors – well, maybe not the Warriors, but outside of them, they may not want to face the San Antonio team.
Yeah, I agree with you in that regards. You know, if the Spurs can catch fire at the right time, which, let's be honest, we really – are very critical about the team when they started the season. But we all knew that coming the month of March and even in April, this is where we really want to see what this team is made of. And if they can get things going, of course, at the right time, which is right now, before we start hitting Fiesta, because you know that's coming up. And it wouldn't be the same if the Spurs weren't in the playoffs and Fiesta hits town. You know, something would be missing. So I think the team is doing the right things to put themselves in position once again to make a playoff run. And as you alluded to, if they can get things going, no team is going to want to face the San Antonio Spurs in the first round of the playoffs, because they know this team can give them fits.
Yeah, well, you know, the playoffs are still months away. There's only a few games left in the Spurs regular season. If they're going to make a switch, they're going to have to do it now. And I think they've been doing that. And coming home to San Antonio was probably what the doctor ordered to get things in the right direction. And so far, so good. Hopefully that'll continue versus Atlanta tonight. So Joe and I, we're going to take our first break. When we get back, we're going to talk about tonight's game, Spurs at Hawks. We are back, and I'm joined by Joe Garcia of Two Shots Podcast. Follow him on Twitter at Two Shots Podcast. Joe, hey, they got a road game. They're not in San Antonio. They'll be in Atlanta. I know that's what you have been harping on, and this is in the first half of this episode of Locked On Spurs, the road. They're going to face it tonight, at least for one night, in Atlanta. Joe, you look at this Hawks-Spurs matchup. What's the first thing that stands out in your mind?
They need to be active. You know, that's the thing that I hate when they hit the road. It's kind of like they just don't feel like they have the ganas, you know, the want to, that tenacity that they do at home. You know, be active just as you are at the AT&T Center. Have that energy follow you on the road. And if they can get after it, you know, both defensively and get back and, you know, transition defense and have that actually translate into offense, you know, meaning easy points, easy layups, you know, they give themselves a really good chance to win games on the road. You know, they just have to have that activity, you know, be active, that tenacity. You know, some of that Spurs nasty that popcorn, that pop, Coach Pop coined, you know, they need that on the road. So if they can get that right from the get-go, I like their chances, man. But they have to start this game with a lot of energy.
Yeah, well, my first thought is do not take this Atlanta team lightly. Yes, they are 22-43 heading into tonight's contest. And they're also coming off a loss to the Heat. But this is a team not to be messed with. So when I look at this game, I say do not play down to the competition, Spurs. Do not underestimate this Hawks team despite their record. Look, Atlanta is 6-3 at home versus the West. So they're above 500. They've also won three games in a row over West teams in their gym. And by the way, the Spurs have lost two in Atlanta. Joe, when you look at those stats and coupled with the fact that the Spurs play bad on the road, does that worry you? Or do you think that should just be thrown out the window tonight?
Anytime the San Antonio Spurs team hits the road, it should worry us. Because we just, like I said, we never know what team is going to show up. We just hope that now that they got a little bit of rhythm going, they can continue that and you know, hopefully get this win against the Hawks on the road. As it turns out, Jeff, the Spurs, their records against lower teams, and I mean really bad teams in the NBA, it's not very good, man. Look, they lost to the Suns. They've lost to the Knicks. You know, they've even lost to what's the other team that they recently lost to as well that was subpar?
Brooklyn.
There you go. But Brooklyn's much more improved.
Yeah,
you know,
they've improved.
They're much more improved. But still, you know, these teams that you should say, oh, you should have no trouble beating these teams, they have trouble with them, you know. And sometimes, you know, these teams get the better of the Spurs. So it's like you said, play, don't downplay, you know, or take these other teams for granted. You need to just put them away early. Don't give them any light, any hope, you know, going into like halftime, you're up by 12, you know, and then you let them come back although by only down by three. You know, that's what I'm saying.
Well, look, I think the Spurs learned a big lesson with a loss to the Knicks in MSG. There was no reason for that. I think that may have been one of their lower points of the season. Obviously, you probably point to other ones, you know, blowing the lead versus Chicago and San Antonio. That's probably the one that stands out in a lot of Spurs fans' mind. But I think that ranks right down there, if you will, when it comes to one of the worst teams to lose to from the San Antonio Spurs. Now, for tonight's game, I think it begins and ends with the rookie Trae Young. I think the Spurs need a key on this guy defensively. Now, we talked about the numbers to start the show. We know the Spurs have improved defensively. We get that. Derek White has been spearheading the perimeter defense, making it tough for guys even like Westbrook from the Thunder when the Spurs beat Oklahoma City in San Antonio. Look, Trae Young coming into tonight's contest is averaging 27 points per game. This is a rookie now. 27 points per game in his last three. He can shoot from anywhere. He has deeper range than maybe some of the better NBA shooters around. Joe, I think that's pretty much when it comes to the Hawks attack. You cut that snake of the head off, maybe the body will wither. So, you know, they got a key on Trae Young tonight, Joe.
That they do because, you know, prior to the All-Star break, Trae Young, he was having low percentage shooting, you know, across the board. You know, his shooting percentage was very low. He didn't look quite the same as he does now. You know, after this All-Star break, he's just been on a tear. You know, he's averaging, I believe, 29 points. You know, so you got to watch it with him. This young kid's gotten hot, you know, recently. Didn't he just have a 49-point game as well? So, I mean, that's something that that's someone that you don't want to take for granted. And you can't lay off of him, you know. You can't, the thing with the Spurs is that they're not going to play that elite defense. But like Pop says, everybody needs to be involved. Don't be a spectator out there on the court. Don't just watch things happen. Make this team react to you because you guys are playing decent defense. You know, just don't watch things and have someone have to push you, aka like, you know, Kyle Kuzma had to do to LeBron James, push you into position. Get there. You know what you got to do. Just execute.
Yeah, look, the Spurs, you know, their defense is going to have to be good tonight, slow down the rookie, Trae Young. That's obvious. We talked about Derek White. He'll be probably leading that charge. And also, too, get ready for an up-and-down game. This Hawks is young. They're quick. They're athletic. You know, they have, as we mentioned, Trae Young. They got a former Spur, Deadman. They, you know, this is a team that, hey, you know, you they're going to want to run. And the Spurs are going to really be tested defensively, at least in transition D, keeping up with the younger legs. So the Spurs have to come ready tonight. They cannot rest on their laurels. They cannot think that, oh, well, you know, we got a three-game winning streak. We're good. No, because the Spurs have lost three in a row on the road heading into tonight's game versus Atlanta. Joe, what will be your final thought on tonight's game?
Final thought on tonight's game, I fully expect the Spurs to be engaged in this game, meaning that I expect them to have a complete team effort. Now, can they sustain that through four quarters of play? I really don't know. Again, we don't know what team is really going to show up at this point. We're just speculating. But if anything tells us something, right now during the month of March is when this team really starts to shine. And I think that three-game homestand it's really boosted their confidence, and I'm expecting that that is going to translate into seeing that same type of defense that they played here at the AT&T Center follow them on the road. So I think they're going to be able to pull this win off against the Hawks. I don't think it's going to be a blowout by like 30 points, but it'll be respectable, maybe 10 point win. But nonetheless, I fully expect the Spurs to win this game.
You know, hey, I'll take a win on the road, especially the Spurs got to fix what ails them away from San Antonio and get in a nice road win versus a Hawks team that can be deadly would be great for San Antonio. Plus, too, it'll erase the bad taste on the road for the Spurs. So this will be their first game away from San Antonio since the rodeo road trip. All right. So Joe and I, we're going to take our final break. We get back, we're going to put a wrap on this episode of Locked On Spurs. We are back, and I'm joined by Joe Garcia of Two Shots Podcast. Joe, let's go ahead and put a wrap on this episode of Locked On Spurs. What did you think about Manu Ginobili saying that even he couldn't take seeing the Spurs lose the way they were losing on the rodeo trip, and he had to go to San Antonio, visit the team in practice, and just do whatever he can to lift their spirits? I mean, my goodness. You know, should he put a Jason Witten and just come back and put on that Spurs jersey?
No, but you know, Manu he loves the game and he loves the team. You know, it's obvious that he still wants to be a part of this, you know, organization in some capacity, even if it's just him, you know, coming in and giving the team a pep talk from time to time. So, you know, seeing what that team went through, it really does, you know, affect not just, you know, us as fans, but Manu Ginobili, a former player and one of the best to ever, you know, suit up for the Silver and Black. So it was good to see that he actually didn't sit on the sidelines and say, or send a text message, should I say, and say, you guys play better. He actually went to the practice facility and gave him a pep talk and, you know, gave him some encouragement. I'm sure that that's maybe one of the reasons why they've been playing so good here at home.
Hopefully they can take Manu Ginobili on the road with them tonight versus Atlanta. Really? And then moving forward in any road game they could, you know, because I mean, my goodness, you know, the guy's retired, he's away from the game, he could be enjoying his life, and he has been. He's been in Argentina, he's been spending time with his family, but you know, as you mentioned, Joe, you know, he has to come back to the team that started it all for him and help them in any way he can. So, you know, good on Manu Ginobili. It's going to make that March 28th retirement night just even sweeter, Joe. I mean, that's going to be a very emotional night, Joe.
Oh, yeah, and very emotional night. Now, I'm looking forward to possibly going to that game. So I hope to go there because March the 28th is my birthday. So what better way to celebrate it?
Well, probably a better way to celebrate it is the Spurs give you another royal VIP treatment. I think you'll be down for that.
Oh, I'm always down for that. I'll never turn it away. So if they offer again, I'll be up for it. You know, just let me know, Spurs. I'll take you up on the offer.
I bet. Hey, Joe, well, speaking of the Spurs, you also cover the Spurs on your side, Two Shots Podcast. Tell everybody about Two Shots Podcast.
Yeah, they can catch us at Two Shots Podcast on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. And it's all spelled out, TWOSHOTS Podcast. And you can also find us on the internet, you know, and check out our great website that we just revamped and, you know, really listen to our family of podcasters that we have. We have a great group of guys that deliver content, everything from MLB talk to NFL, anything in between, even sports news and entertainment news. So you can check that out at twoshotssa.com.
Great. Give Joe a follow on Twitter. Go check him out on Two Shots Podcast for everything that maybe you want to go beyond Spurs, entertainment, you know, NFL, whatever. Joe has it all there for you. As for me, you can follow me on Twitter at Jeff G Spurs Zone. Email me at jeffgarcia74@gmail.com. Also, don't forget to go to the Spurs Zone, News 4 San Antonio, Fox 29 San Antonio. Everything is covered when it comes to your silver and black, from tonight's contest to what Davis Bertans has to say about his brother Darius now in the NBA, to the future of the San Antonio Spurs and e-gaming. It's all there at the Spurs Zone, News 4 San Antonio, Fox29SanAntonio.com. So for Joe Garcia, I am Jeff Garcia. We're going to put a lock on this episode of Locked On Spurs.